Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Online at EdgeConstructionCompany.com. Now here's your host, Sean Preble and Mike Tuig of Edge Construction.
This is the Home Remodeling Show, brought to you by Edge Construction, right here on 1310 WIBA. The website, edgeconstructioncompany.com, all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Definitely check out the website. If you haven't been there recently, make sure you're getting back regularly, because it's often being updated. As a matter of fact, we'll probably touch on some of the stuff going on the website throughout today's program. Again, that website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number, 636-EDGE. Joining us this morning is Mike Tuig of Edge Construction. Mike, how you doing?
Great, Sean.
It's really good to see you, and really good conversation ahead about some things to avoid, the home remodeling don'ts. And there are, I know, for example.
Well, and it's also like just things that help things run more smoothly.
Yeah.
Like a few tips here.
Well, and I was going to say, I know obviously in your, you know, what you guys do is you really want homeowners involved and you really want them to be part of the team, but there's also work that needs to get done as well, isn't there?
There are, you know, and we went from this weird thing up until March last year. A lot of people are trucking off to work in the morning. We do our thing. We're touching base morning and night a lot of times, or maybe just night or just morning, whatever it is. And to all of a sudden, okay, now we got the whole gang around. We got the family.
That's something.
Dad, the kids.
That's something I never thought of, and you know, throughout the we've been doing the show obviously for years and years, and obviously throughout the what was been going on this past year, I never thought about that with people being home. And did that change things?
It's got to be annoying for them, I would think, because we're making noise and moving around, and I would think it's distracting, but yeah, it's been a big change. Yeah,
that is interesting. That's really, really interesting. So as we talk then about kind of how that process works and some of the things to avoid with remodeling, I know one of the big things with you, Mike, is scheduling and kind of having a schedule in place, but also having decisions made up front. That's a biggie. Leaving question marks or blank spaces tends to create chaos, and I think what's the Thomas the Tank Engine causes confusion and delay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. We do not want confusion and delay. Worse, the enemies of construction and the schedule. So I've learned this over the years, and we work with some on the new construction side with some of the builders, and some are really great at this. And I took some notes there. I started off like everybody else, where you go, okay, we're going to remodel your kitchen. And we're going to shoot first and ask some questions later.
Yeah.
we're going to tear some stuff apart, and then we're going to send you a look at cabinets and tops. And then 6 or 8 weeks later, those are going to show up. Hopefully by that time, and then 4 or 5 months later, you get your kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, believe it or not, that was pretty common. It was the system. Like, I didn't know any better. And there are people that still do it this way. They are still allowing decisions to be made after the contract. And allowing, I mean by like the contractor and the homeowner. As a homeowner, you can drive this too. You can say, no, I want everything picked out. I want all my design to take place at once, which makes sense anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're picking out cabinets and countertops and there's a lot of colors involved, you should have all that stuff there, the flooring. You should be making those decisions based on each other. So not saying, okay, we're going to put an allowance in for tops, an allowance in for cabinets and flooring the same way. That way, that allows those decisions to take place later. But if you're going to have a schedule and be predictable from a contractor basis, you want these jobs to be more repeatable, right? You want to be able to have a process that works and is predictable. That helps out on our side to be more efficient. So I think it's much less frustrating for a homeowner, by the way.
Is there something, too, with kind of open-ended type things where some contractors may say, well, we'll figure that out later, mostly because get the project rolling, get the cash flowing. Is there some incentive there sometimes for some?
get the money moving. And and like I said, I'll pick on myself. When I started off doing remodels 20 years ago, they were I did the same thing. Like I didn't have, I was small. I was one man show. I didn't have money. So I needed to get money flowing. Like I couldn't afford to do 2 months worth of design and then go, okay, now it's time to write a contract and order cabinets. But even if I'd have known that that was how it should be done, like that's how we do it now. That's the process. The great pictures on the website, you mentioned the website and house and things, that comes from the design side. Like we need a great track to run on. We need great design to start with. And so I also noticed, by the way, when I was working for builders, that we'd be setting cabinets and the construction manager would be walking through with a couple and still deciding some things like, do you want carpet in here? Or do you want, at that time, maybe laminate or wood floor or something or tile? And it looked like to me that homeowners were like about to have a nervous breakdown, like one more decision during the stress of the construction process. If you do it my way, right, you're making a lot of these decisions before we tear stuff apart, before we're making noise and mess and dust and things like that. I think it's a little less stressful at that time.
For sure. Is it the butterfly effect too that we talk about? We hear about with like a butterfly flaps its wings in China and causes a hurricane in Florida. Can that same type of effect happen with maybe an open-ended decision on a piece of a remodel, is saying, I haven't picked out the faucet just yet, or I haven't picked out the sink just yet. Now all of a sudden you're pushing things back, and that maybe that 2-day delay suddenly becomes a 5-day or a week delay, even more and more, and just kind of builds on itself, snowballs.
I'm so glad you asked that because we went through this last year, the COVID thing, and unless you really haven't paid attention, everybody knows that the supply chain is screwed up and manufacturing is a mess and there's nobody to truck these things, even if they do make them. And where's it coming from? It can't come from China anymore. We got to, because how do you get it here, right? It's tough. And so that's another real advantage to picking out all that stuff up front. When we sign the contract, we know what faucet's going in. We know what flooring is going in. We know what other plumbing fixtures are going in. We know the cabinets, we know the tops, so we can get that stuff ordered. My history of construction, getting stone countertops has never been an issue. Like you order them, if they didn't have them in stock, they get the slab like the next week, came out of a regional warehouse, was not a problem. Now all of a sudden we're getting emails from people going, oh, well, we're not going to have this for 2 months, and we're already into the project. That is a bad plan. That's not a good plan. So we're trying to get them to get that. We can't stage countertops. That's one of the things that we can't get into our warehouse. I don't want to put a stone top in there and have to move it with a forklift, and what if it gets damaged or something? So, but that supply chain is a mess. Cabinets have gotten a little more predictable. The company we use, Wellborn Forest, for most of our stuff has traditionally been 3 or 4 weeks, which is a really short lead time in that business. During the last year, that has crept up to 10 or 12 weeks sometimes. Then it's back down to 5, and then it might be 8. And then, so, like, there's a lot of incentive to order this stuff and go, okay, we want to know when they're coming before we break open this egg and tear apart this house.
And does that, as we talk about not having that kind of those open-ended questions and having, not delaying on those decisions, you mentioned that word staging. And I know at the shop, one of the major areas you have there is literally this is where we're staging these pieces for upcoming projects, to have them in-house before, as soon as possible, before you guys are getting rolling on those projects.
Yeah, we already have tile in our back shop, in our warehouse, for a house that we're going to build. I think it's starting in September. I mean, because the other thing that's happening is some of this stuff is just going out of production and going away. Like, so we want to make sure if somebody finds something they really like, we get our hands on it and don't just go, well, what if we're not ordering this for 2 months, or we don't install it for 2 months? In that amount of time, it goes out of production forever and all the supply in the country goes away. Then we're trying to find different products and scrambling. So the more organized you are as a contractor on the supply chain, it's so much better. And we're even struggling. I mean, we spent a lot of time on this. We've talked about it a million times on the show, but I think we're as organized as anybody. We're doing, I think, everything we can, and mm-hmm. we still are struggling. Kohler is our starting point for plumbing fixtures. There's several times in the last year where we get an email saying, we're out of that. We're not going to production on that color. Now there's more options, right? More faucets in more colors, more finishes. And then sometimes, well, this happened to us last week. We were scrambling trying to see if there's anything left in the country in that color. And then they told us we wouldn't have it for 2 months, and it showed up like the next day. So I don't know. It's wild. Yeah. It's the Wild West out there right now.
And I think we tend to forget, you mentioned, you know, not just styles, but colors and different options with basically everything in our kitchen, everything in our house. And we tend to think as consumers that, well, these things are just being manufactured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they do a run of something. They'll, you know, manufacture like 500 of these, warehouse them, set up the system to the presses and everything to do a 500 run of something else. So if you're not in on that first 500 and nobody predicted what was going on with COVID right. or how it was going to happen, if you miss that, now you're kind of at the mercy of running back through the cycle to come back around to make the next run of that particular product.
Right. And if you think about like 10 years ago, I don't know, I bet you there was 10% of the options that we have now. Now it's just expanded and blown up, and there's all this stuff. So it is a problem now, because then they made a lot of the fewer options that they have and had, and they warehoused them, and we got spoiled. We could call and go, hey, we need this next week or tomorrow or whatever, and they might have to. Some of these obscure, I don't want to say these products are obscure, because they're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be easily obtainable. But we've ordered several tiles in the last couple of years where we get a naughty email saying, you know, it's going to be a while because they're out. They're going back into production, but we're just gonna have to wait. So we're all gonna have to be a little more patient, by the way.
I remember back in the day, everybody, including us, had the exact same kitchen sink, had the same faucet, like literally, I shouldn't say the exact same faucet. There were like two or three different styles of faucet. It was literally more of what the mechanism was that caused the water to turn on and off, and everything else was pretty much the same. Then all of a sudden, you start seeing like faucets, for example. Anybody that's ever paged through a catalog or looked at Howe's or anything like that, you quickly realize there are just a billion different designs for faucets, whether it's how high it is, the arc, that does it come out, does it have lights, does it have
options.
Oh my goodness, the number of options are.
And I would recommend anybody, if you're looking for a kind of a fun weekend, go up to Kohler, and they've got an just amazing showroom up there. It's like going to the plumbing museum. Like they have a lot of their stuff and a lot of the options, and you just wouldn't know what's available unless you cruise up there once in a while, and it's actually a fun day.
Really good day trip for more than just a contractor. Everybody can.
Well, I mean, maybe I'm the only one that cares, but I think it's neat.
Fun for the entire family. No, it's pretty neat to check out. It's actually also, as we talk about, you know, coal or something here in Wisconsin that is just an international gem based right here in Wisconsin. Definitely worth checking out. Talking this morning with Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great resource to learn more about the team at Edge Construction, get some ideas for some remodeling. Also links. You heard Mike mention Howe's. There's a link to Howe's, Pinterest, Facebook, so much more, all on the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. As we talk about some of the home remodeling don'ts, we'll talk in the next segment about not changing your mind too much. And we'll get some clarification from Mike what that's all about next as the Home Remodeling Show continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
You're listening to the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction. Email your questions to edgeconstructionradio@gmail.com. Once again, here's Sean Preble on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction right here on 1310 WIBA. The website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's all one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website, by the way, to learn more about Edge Construction. Also get some ideas about doing some remodeling. Cool thing with the website is Mike and the team team are regularly updating the site, so check back regularly. Also, check out those links to House and Pinterest and Facebook as well. Been inspired, been thinking about doing some remodeling. Mike and everyone at Edge Construction, love to get to know you, love to work with you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. Talking this week about some of the home remodeling don'ts. And there's some things out there that you just can really make the process move a whole lot smoother, make it work a whole lot better. A lot of it's just through experience, learning that this is the proper way to do things, and really makes the project move faster. And of course, the outcome being the ultimately the best outcome for everybody. And one of the areas, and this is kind of a gray area where I think most of it is pretty firm, but there is a little bit of wiggle room, which is changing your mind. And I think we all have, whether it's us personally or our significant other, one of us typically tends to be a little softer on maybe not. There,
you like want to have less decisive. Or
yes, more, yes, right? The less decisive of the. And I
is there a power struggle?
there can be. I think yes. with this, and we were just talking about the importance of having that plan and the importance of really kind of not delaying those decisions. There is a little bit of room for customization or personalization. I don't even want to use that.
We're not like, no, you can't change your mind. You're able to do that.
Yeah, there's still some room with there's some flexibility in that, isn't there?
There are. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just am made where I like an accurate contract. That's how I always refer to it, where stuff's picked out. Like, we know what we're doing. You know what you're getting for the money. This, when there's ambiguity, it leads to probably spending more, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a real advantage for a homeowner for this system. Now, if you're on the internet, they're saying, how do they term this? Withhold 20% of your budget for unforeseen things. So what they're saying is, well, this is construction, and we don't know what's going to happen, and you might get extra bills, and they might find something in the wall that's going to cost you $20,000 or something. So we don't really work that way. We do everything we can. I mean, I can't think of any jobs that didn't come in at our budget for the past 5 years or more, unless a homeowner made a change, if they changed their mind. Mm-hmm. So what happens sometimes is we option a lot of things through that design process. Maybe it's a dry bar or I don't know, something else. And at some point, I've seen homeowners go through this process in their mind. They're going, well, we're halfway through this and there hasn't been any surprises. No. And now we got some budget left over. So maybe we can do a couple of those options. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're fine with that. That's all good. It's fine. It's just I don't love the builder thing, when contractors go, well, we'll put everything on allowance. And that allows you to do whatever you want. Generally, there's not enough allowance there to get the stuff you really want, which jacks up your end price at the end. So I'm just not made that way. Also, as long as we're talking about changes, I want to talk about change orders.
Mm-hmm.
And that is generally where the extra money kicks in, right? Like these changes, I'm going to change things. So that scenario before where we talked about optioning something and then later on figuring out, hey, I could get this in the budget, that creates a change order where we go, okay, we're going to write this up. If it involves cabinets, we got to order those and might affect the schedule and things like that. And then generally we get paid for those items, right? There are contractors, and this is some of the bad stuff you see in the news about contractors, that they kind of make their year on change orders. They might start a little lower on a contract price, knowing that there's going to be a bunch of change orders, and so the more change orders they write, the more money they make. You can see that I'm like, I get anxiety because I don't like the system. I don't like this. For one, it's any bad news for construction is bad news for me. I know that. Like, smart enough to know that. I don't want unhappy customers. I don't want anybody else to have any unhappy customers. And I think that system really leads to it. Like, at the end, you're getting this big bill over and above the contract. I think that just creates bad feelings, really.
And is there something with that, too? I feel like sometimes when it comes to bidding out things, homeowners don't always understand what it is that bid might show, or that proposal may show, and saying, well, I'm going to go with the lowest. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, a 2x4 costs the same, generally the same, regardless of who the contractor is. The materials are going to cost the same. There's money. There's with the lowest bidder. There's that money has got to come ultimately from somewhere.
Something's usually missing. Yeah. Right. And it's a really terrible situation, by the way, when homeowners get caught in a deal where maybe somebody newer at our business or somebody that tried a little too hard to get the job and is doing it for maybe they're losing money on the job. What happens when that job doesn't go as well as they thought? Now they're really in the hole, mm-hmm. right? And these are the horror stories you hear about when it's hard to get contractors to come and finish things. You know, once the money's used up, it's not a good situation. We sometimes get those calls saying, I can't get this guy to answer his phone. Will you guys finish it? That puts us in a very awkward mm-hmm. position. So, that thing where somebody's working significantly cheaper than a legitimate contractor, you got to be really careful with that.
Is there something to it? I know you're a member of several builders associations, the big ones. Is there something for that as well? Is kind of having those standards and meeting those qualifications? And of course, as we're talking about you know, the potential for the bidding process, there's mitigation or there's what's the term I'm thinking of as far as an opportunity to talk with
mediation.
Mediation. What term did I use?
Mitigation.
Mediation for mitigation is
there
what
you
we're.
Go, right.
But yeah, but those are things people should be looking for as well, shouldn't they?
They should because I'll just do a little ad for those guys. Mm-hmm. So we're a member of NARI, a National Association of Remodeling. We're the local chapter in Madison, is really active, really good. Madison Area Builders, that's the other one in town that we belong to. Both of them go through this vetting process where they want to know that you're a legitimate contractor. They do. It's not really that tough to get in, but they do a base level of checking up on you. And the mediation part comes in where if you belong to those organizations, the last thing that we want in construction is homeowners getting mad enough to take somebody to court. Right? Mm-hmm. Like we're hoping there's a solution that can be reached to make everybody happy before that. And the Builders Association will, you know, if you're having trouble with a contractor or with me or whatever, go to the Builders Association and say, hey, this is what's happening. Will you help me? And generally they can get in there and give you a hand. So now, the time to figure this out really probably is beforehand. Right?
Yeah,
I want to know in the vetting process. You can check up on your contractors. Say are they up to date with these memberships and because it's just another level of protection.
And there's I know we've done covered on some previous shows just about some of the looking for and choosing a contractor and some of the things to be looking out for and some really good tips. If you head on over to edgeconstructioncompany.com, you can definitely listen back to some of those podcasts, also up at wiba.com as well. As we talked then about some of those things not to do when it comes to a home remodel, buying your own materials is one of those things that we were talking earlier. A 2x4 is going to cost, well, although I think if you go down to big box, you're probably paying a little bit more than if you're going to.
I hope we do a little bit. I mean, we should do a little bit
of pricing.
We buy a lot of them,
yeah.
Like any supply chain. And, you know, the price is one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you're, it's a rabbit hole because if you're dealing with somebody that's very new in the business, they may not have those contacts and have credit everywhere and things like that. And I've heard of some of those contractors saying, hey, would you buy the materials? So there's contractors saying, from our standpoint, I really don't want that because we're pretty specific a lot of times on what we buy. You think a 2x4 is a 2x4? It's really not, Sean. There's all different kinds. And so we want, you know, a level of quality that we're used to. We got a base level that we won't go beneath on all these lumber products. And everything else, trim and doors and all these things. And when we have a problem with material, our suppliers will stand behind us and replace things, which, okay, if a homeowner's in there, then the water's muddy, right? We also need it when we need it. We don't really want it like a week before or 3 days before. Generally, we're picking that stuff up that day or the day before. So then scheduling kind of gets in there. There's a lot of ways that this can go wrong. So Now, do we have homeowners that sometimes hand us stuff and incorporate these things into the remodel? Could be like something stained glass or something, a specialized piece of furniture that we build in somehow. Yeah, we do that stuff all the time. Or they'll find a door at somewhere, exterior doors. They'll look for something artsy, ask us if we can incorporate this in the, into the remodel, and we do that stuff. So, but it's more the materials, the everyday stuff. Like I don't want our homeowners to have to try and get us drywall. I mean, they're going to be out, they're trying to do some work maybe from home, and we're going, oh, we need our drywall right now. Can you run and get that? You know, it just doesn't work.
Make a run down to the CA. You don't want that. But you do mention and bring up a really good point though about some of the custom things that people may have. Maybe they've got a really nice you know, piece of furniture that they want incorporated, or they've got some tiles that have some, maybe they were in Italy and brought back some really neat things.
The best story about this is we did a house on Lake Monona, and we did, there were supposed to be barn beams, had this great room and a big open staircase and a big, huge room that was like 30 foot tall on the inside. Anyways, there were supposed to be barn beams way up there, and the homeowner got us the barn beams, and it was fine. Like, I didn't even, you know, I didn't want to deal with that and trying to find them. And they actually went to Iowa, and somebody like gave them barn beams. But, you know, the ventilation is not really good up in that upper part of that ceiling shot.
Sure.
And they actually smelled like,
oh, no.
You know, livestock had been around these barn beams. So just a little funny stuff.
Yes.
Our guys were thinking, maybe we should put an exhaust fan up there.
Yes, exactly. Something to definitely want to think about. We'll continue our conversation with Mike. We'll talk about some more of those tips when it comes to remodeling don'ts. We'll talk about lipstick on a pig, not doing it. There's a couple of avenues there, things you may see on some of those home improvement shows you see on television. Also, sometimes people overlook the important things structurally as their home and just want to kind of put that lipstick on the pig. We'll find out from Mike all the details on that. In the meantime, I need you to head on over to the website, edgeconstructioncompany.com. That's edgeconstructioncompany.com. You can learn more about Edge Construction there and check out their fantastic links, House, Pinterest, Facebook as well. And then, of course, pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. Of course, Edge Construction brings you the Home Remodeling Show right here on 1310 WIBA.
The Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues now on News Talk 1310 WIBA.
This is the Home Remodeling Show brought to you by Edge Construction, the website edgeconstructioncompany.com. All one word, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Great website. If you haven't been there recently, definitely make sure you check that out soon because they're always keeping it updated. New pictures, new projects, and of course you can also go back and peruse some of the other projects at edgeconstructioncompany.com. Links there to House, Pinterest, Facebook, and social media. Check them out, edgeconstructioncompany.com. Telephone number 636-3343. That number 636-EDGE. Talking about the don'ts when it comes to home remodeling, things you want to avoid, some really good stuff so far. And continuing that trend with really good information is, I think the line is, don't put lipstick on a pig. And unfortunately, we see this all too often, not only on television, but happening in real life. You really want to make sure that if you're investing the money for a remodel, the structure, and before we get to kind of the flippers, but just the structure itself overall, people sometimes we forget like the important things like nice roof, good foundation, these basic type of things. We just want, oh, we want the flash, we want the remodel, but you really want to make sure that the house itself is in perfect shape too.
You know, the guys that work for me sometimes will say, you know, you come in here and you look at what we're doing, and sometimes you look disappointed because it doesn't look like much is getting done. And I don't know what they're saying. They're saying, well, in all things, it's the prep work that takes the time. And then all of a sudden, putting that finish on it looks like you did tons of things in one day. Like you got to put the cabinets in. It's like, wow, you put all those cabinets in one day. Yeah, but it doesn't show the week or two of fixing framing, pulling off rot, redoing all the rough plumbing and rough electrical, and then the insulation and drywall and all those things that bring it up to speed and kind of make that house a sound house. So really, I consider the finishes to be about half of the story, half the work. All that stuff behind the wall is pretty much non-negotiable. It should be done. This is your chance. If you're going to remodel something, if you're going to spend the money on cabinets and tops and fixtures, that means you should really figure out how well the house is built behind the drywall or plaster or whatever's back there. We're talking about flippers, right?
Mm-hmm.
The flip culture. I have a lot of problem with people that are doing it in Madison and probably around the country and world, where they just come in and want to slap some new cheap finishes on, and unsuspecting homeowners or younger homeowners that don't have much experience with owning a house, their first glance is like, ooh, this is great. The kitchen's done. The bath is done. Ignore that water spot on my ceiling, you know, where the roof is leaking, or the big cracks in the foundation, or the obvious evidence of water coming through that foundation. Sometimes you got to take care of those things that aren't quite as sexy, right? Fixing a foundation, that doesn't sound like much fun, Sean.
No.
it sounds expensive and messy, but it really needs to be done before you start thinking about putting that kitchen in.
And with those, are we seeing less? I know people are spending more time in their homes. Are we seeing a little bit less? I know it still exists, but are we seeing less of a desire for flippers or less desire of homeowners, especially if they're going to stay to maybe go lower quality or ignore some of those important things like foundations?
Yeah, there definitely is a trend. So homeowners were a little guilty of this too, because do you remember the housing buildup in 2004, like when things were really peaking?
Mm-hmm.
I remember a stat back then that the average homeowner only stayed in that house for 6 or 7 years, I think. Maybe it was even 5. Mm. So I guess I don't remember it that well. But the reality is, if you're only going to stay there 5 years, you're not everything you're doing is for the next homeowner, right? So it was hard to get people to say, well, let's really fix the house. Let's do this house justice. So that this kitchen can last another 50 years. Now there has been a change where people are staying in houses longer. They're starting to accept that and go on. They want a better job. They want better products. They want more natural materials, the stone tops, the wood floors, the good cabinets. And they're willing to do that stuff that's behind the wall, I think, a little more. That's a good point you're bringing up.
Is just one more thing on this, on kind of this area of not putting lipstick on a pig is, with that too, is I know we've had this kind of this green movement. It's, and for good reason, by the way, having things that are better for the environment and creating less waste. All of those things are fantastic goals. But as we talk about this area, there's nothing worse than, and I've learned this from talking with you over the years, there's nothing worse than waste. There's nothing worse than, you know, doing a remodel poorly just to have it not function properly in a couple of years and just end up in a landfill because the stuff is garbage.
Right. That is not green thinking. I mean, green thinking is let's really do a great job designing this kitchen. Or whatever it is. I'm just picking on kitchens. But if your design is better, it should last longer. It should appeal to more people, and it's less likely to get it torn out at some point. Until it really wears out, and if it's built well, it'll that's part of the equation too. That's the other half. If it's falling apart, we picked on the builders, right? Deservedly so. Most people that buy a new house, I guess not everybody. There's builders that put in good cabinets from the start, but a lot of those cabinets are builder grade. We call them. You know, they're not meant to last more than 10, 15 years. Well. To me, a 15-year-old house is a baby. I mean, a well-designed kitchen should last a lot more, double, triple that, or more even. But you got to pick out some better products if you're going to expect it to last longer. So, by the way, every product we buy now, manufacturers have gotten smart to this green thing. It all has the green stamp on it. You could buy anything that we put in houses, and at some point in the paperwork, it's going to have a green stamp on it. Like it's green. It was manufactured green. It uses less energy. Now, if it uses less energy and only lasts a year, to me, that's not green. I mean, like it should last longer. So, I think that's a huge part of the equation.
It's an important thing to think about as well. Yeah, soon enough, we're going to see like rat poison that's environmentally friendly. You're going, wait, what?
No.
As we talk this morning, Mike Tuig, owner of Edge Construction, thinking about doing some remodeling, thinking about, of course, the lasting beauty of that home, something that's going to not only look great now, but look great for years and years and decades to come. Mike, would love to talk to you. I got to just pick up the phone, give him a call, 636-3343. That's 636-EDGE. Speaking of decades to come, we're going to talk about the kiddos and one of the don'ts when it comes to home remodeling, kids and pets. We'll find out from Mike the details on that next as the Home Remodeling Show with Edge Construction continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.